This review is brought to you by Underbrush, a new thriller by Kevin Carr. There's something in the woods, something worth killing for. Only $2.99 in the Kindle store and free to borrow with Kindle Unlimited.
Here we go, Project Almanac. Temporal relocation prototype?
What does that mean?
It means time travel.
We should try to build it.
You guys are crazy. We can't build a time machine.
Did you see the tape? I mean, I think we already did build it.
All right, you guys ready for this?
Are you seeing this? Whatever we did had some crazy ripple effects.
There was a plane crash, riots, disasters. None of this happened before.
Things are spiraling out of control.
Okay, here's the deal. Now that the found footage style of filmmaking has chewed through the horror marketplace, it's taken an aim at science fiction. Previous victims of this style were Chronicle and last year's Earth to Echo. Now Project Almanac tries to mask bad writing and poorly developed characters with shaky camera techniques and awkward improv. Desperately wanting to be this generation's Back to the Future, Project Almanac follows a group of teens who discover plans to build a time machine. After constructing the device, they start changing the past for their benefit until it becomes clear that there are negative consequences to their actions. It takes about 70 or 80 minutes for the movie to swerve into some interesting concept, but these are squandered by a teen angst love story, nonsensical paradox results, and science so bad it makes Sharknado seem believable, though the movie still tries like crazy to convince you that it's smart. Project Almanac gets 1.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.